I will be coming from the book of 2 Samuel tonight, the 22nd chapter. This is something that I have been reading and, should I say, studying, because I love to read God's Word. It gives you a certain feeling of power. But I have been looking at this and it touched my heart because I saw something that reminded me of something. And it was three things I was looking at. David's songs. He had songs throughout the Psalms. But we're going to look at three tonight. Number one being praise. Song of praise. A song of praise. That should be in everybody's heart. The second one, a song of celebration. We celebrate birthdays, anniversaries. We even celebrate homegoings. So we must continue to celebrate the Lord. And the third one, thanksgiving. A song of thanksgiving. So we got a song of praise, a song of celebration, and a song of thanksgiving. Are we thankful every day? Or do we sometimes pass that by? This is something I make sure I do every day. My devotional. Thank him for what he's done and what he's continuing to do. God is so good. Sometimes I can't even contain myself for his goodness. And he's good to everybody in this church. Everybody. He doesn't pass anyone by. And I believe he touches those that visit us and who are new to this church. That's how great he is. And I pray for his presence every Sunday, that he would just flood the place with his spirit and allow us to get that feeling, that good feeling of love and mercy, because God is merciful. As we look tonight in 2 Samuel 22, I want to speak a little bit about this chapter. I'd like to read the full chapter, if you don't mind. And the word says, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. And he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of heaven moved and shook because he was wroth." We don't want to upset him. "There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. And he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness pavilions round about him, dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. Through the brightness Before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. And he sent out arrows and scattered them, lightning, and discomfited them. And the channels of the sea appeared. The foundations of the world were discovered. At the rebuking of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me. For they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself unsavory. And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, but my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his ways is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power. And he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow still is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, so that my feet do not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise. Yea, they are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under my feet. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad. Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen. A people which I knew not shall serve me. Strangers shall submit themselves unto me. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient unto me. Strangers shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, unto David and to his seed forevermore. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers of his holy word. All right. I'd like you to listen to this quote. David spoke this song of deliverance to God, praising him, remembering him, and thanking him. When God hears, saves, heals, or delivers, be quick to praise him. Be quick to praise him. All right, let's get into this lesson. I'm sure everyone here has read and seen the things of David. We've seen the physical life of him, and now we just want to take a small glimpse of his heart. That's what we're going to look at tonight. David was a talented and gifted man. He was a great leader, powerful soldier, and an accomplished poet and musician. And he used his ability as a poet and musician to write many of the Psalms. Many. There are songs of praise which gave David to give to us. These songs of praise and deliverance should be in the heart of every Christian. God's people, we his people, we have always had enemies. But God is greater than them all. Say, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God's deliverance is a continuing resource for all those who trust him. Day after day, God continually delivers his people from all kinds of danger. And I'm sure everybody in here has had some situation in danger where God did deliver you. Or you might not realize it, but he did. Because that's what he does. And he does that so that we can do his will. That's the beautiful thing about it. Hearts that have received his deliverance should be ready to praise God. Every time God shows his mercy to us, we should respond with prayer and praise. Every time. I tell you, if you stay in the word, that word will get in you, and you'll start remembering to do everything that he wants you to do. That's how good he is. That's how good. I mean, and it's nothing. We can do everything, but that Bible is where we need to be. We need to keep our heads in there. And oh, what blessings you will start to see. For he knows exactly what you're doing, what you're thinking. He knows your heart. Keep that heart pure and loving and peaceful so he continues to do a great work in you. That's the main thing. One of the greatest uses for our voices is to lift them in praise to our God. And one thing, you cannot complain and praise God at the same time. It's no way possible. No way. One excludes the other. Those who complain and criticize are not praising the Lord. James 3:11 tells us, doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. The same voice should not praise God and curse men. Saved people, all of you, saved people have many, many reasons to thank God. Many. He continues to bless us each and every day. Be thankful. And know that He is there with you, protecting you, watching over you, fulfilling all your needs. You know, I didn't say wants, needs. Because we can want a lot. But our needs come first. And He takes care of that. He definitely takes care of that. God, and among them is simply, we are still here. So there's a reason for us being here. And He knows what it is. God has preserved us from many enemies who would have destroyed us already, except for what? The grace and protection of our loving Heavenly Father. That's how great He is. This first song of praise is very touching to me because it's something I love to do, and it's praise God. And my wife tells me to quit yelling when I'm in the garage, but you know, you want the Lord to hear you. You want to make sure He's getting everything. So, verses from the 2 Samuel 22nd. This is verses 1 through 4. And David spoke unto the Lord with the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul, and said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge. My Savior, thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. This is a song of verbal expression spoken out loud. Often in these verses, we read the words of spake, said, call on, praise, and sing. All these involve using our ability to verbally communicate contact to God and tell others about the things He has done for us. It's a wonderful thing to be able to tell someone how God works in your life. You never know who it might help. This was not a private praise. It was a public declaration of the trust David had in God and the things that God had done for him. There is power in stating what God has done for you out loud. There's power. That's guaranteed there that He's going to hear you. He know you're real serious about what you're saying. So you can continue to be out loud with that. When real changes have taken place in our hearts, our voices will readily proclaim. Our voices will readily proclaim them. Romans 10:9 says, what we truly believe in our hearts, we will gladly confess with our mouths. Conversely, if we are hesitant to speak of God, we should examine our hearts to see if there has been a real spiritual change. David began stating the circumstances that brought forth this song of praise. David had been delivered from his enemies and from the hand of Saul. Saul was God's anointed. And although Saul sought to kill David, David did not want to kill Saul. I think he was thinking about what God said about touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. I really believe that was in his head. God was very capable soldier. David was a very capable soldier. He did not think he delivered himself. He recognized God was in everything he did. Everything. David recognized that God alone deserved praise and thanksgiving. It is easy for us to imagine we have won victories in our own strength. I know at times I've done that. Look what I did. I did it, but I never think the Lord was involved. But without him, I cannot do anything. You know? So that was a great help to me. We can look back in false pride and give some credit, but take most of the honor for ourselves. And we've done it. David did not do this. He gave the honor to God alone. He compared God to a rock, a fortress, a shield, a source of supply, a high tower, a refuge, and a savior. All these wonderful figures are suggesting David was not taking credit for what had happened to him. To be sure, David and his army had a part in his deliverance. And we read in 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are laborers together with God. We are not completely passive in doing the will of God, but all the glory and praise should go to God. Even when we have faithfully and completely discharged our responsibilities. We should always remember the simple principle that God can operate without us, but we cannot operate without him. A proven fact. David had access to the provisions and protection of God. He exercised faith in the promises and plans of God. When David sent his outnumbered army to fight Absalom's thousands, he had no doubt about the outcome. This means he placed his trust in God. He was so assured of victory that he ordered his men to treat Absalom kindly. I'm just thinking, 10 years Saul pursued him, never caught him. So you know that was God's protection. Can you imagine someone chasing you for 10 years? They're bound to catch up with you. Bound to. When we trust the Lord, we can always be assured of ultimate victory over any enemy, no matter how fierce the battle. So we must remember that if we have faith in God. Our second song is Song of Celebration. Celebration. Coming from 2 Samuel 22, 5 through 7. Verse 18, 31 through 33. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. David mentioned four dire circumstances which will make us examine the foundation of our lives. Most of the time, most people live in a state of mildly passive ignorance. We imagine ourselves to be in a cocoon of protection. We think that every day will be mostly a repetition of yesterday. And we make plans as if we would be here on earth for a long and indefinite period. However, there are times and circumstances where these illusions of life are shattered. We can be surrounded by the waves of death. We can see those we love, those who have been the foundation blocks of our lives perish. We can live to see a literal flood of ungodly people, and their mere presence can make us unsure and afraid. Then we can also come to the harsh realization that we are not immortal. The death of our loved ones is a sobering reminder that a funeral is in our future. The waves of death, as well as the sorrows of the grave, can literally surround our lives and suck the joy out of living. Death can become a kind of trap which will bind us to a moment of sadness for many years. I think about my baby girl, and it's been since 1997 that I lost her, and she still comes up. Every idle moment, I can hear her speak, her laugh, just something about her. And I know the Lord has done a healing process in my life because I don't go to the cemetery. You know, I know where she is. And I thank him for that. But we really do miss our loved ones. That's something we'll never get used to. It is easy to find those who are still lost in the sorrow of the death of loved ones that took place many years ago. David realized death was accompanied by a snare, and he turned to God for deliverance from these emotions. That's what you got to do. King David had buried three of his own children. King David had buried three of his own children. He knew about the pain of premature death. In this kind of spiritual and mental distress, David called upon the Lord and cried out to God. In response, God heard his voice and delivered David from the destructive force of these enemies. David did not try to resolve these mysteries by himself. And he did not turn to his friends for help. He realized he needed the help of God to restore his soul. And God graciously gave David deliverance. So he answers prayer. Stand strong in your faith. He may not give it to you when you want it, but he's never late. Never late. God did not heal this pain by bringing back the loved ones David had lost. God did not move David's children back into time. Instead, he prepared David to move into eternity. Beautiful thing. God gave David a portion of his own strength. We need it. We definitely need it. And this enabled the king to carry on in the face of losses, which could have been spiritually crippling. And I know that David thought hard about this. It was something that was truly on his mind. I know it affects all of us in some kind of way. But you never get over the loss of a loved one. Our third song will be a song of thanksgiving. 2 Samuel 22, 47 through 51. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, and that bringeth down the people under me, and that bringeth me forth from mine enemies. Thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. He is the high tower of salvation for his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed unto David and to his seed forevermore. This section of the song is an expression of thanksgiving. Often in the Bible, we are taught to be thankful. We see it all the time. In Colossians 3:15, being thankful is tied to having the peace of God controlling our hearts. The wonderful truth is that a thankful heart will resolve many of the other spiritual troubles which afflict God's people. We can let our hearts be troubled, but thankful hearts are not troubled or fearful. Our hearts can be grieved, evil, adulterous, gross, far from God, the source of evil thoughts, hardened, doubting, slow, broken, foolish, and darkened, sorrowful and heavy, blind, unbelieving, and deceived. Our hearts can be pure, lowly, a source of good treasure, understanding, loving, honest, and good, rejoicing, unified, believing, open, obedient, steadfast, caring, singing, pure, assured, and established. The difference is not our circumstances. The difference is how we face our circumstances. If we look at them the right way, God will take you through. If you never go through anything, you never know what God is doing. I want to see the other side when I come through the trial. And I know he's going to deliver me. So be patient and allow him to work in your life. We have no choice in many other things that happen to us. But we can always choose how we react to the things that happen to us. If we react with praise and thanksgiving, we can overcome the world. But if we don't, the world overcomes us. That's a true statement. King David made a deliberate choice to give thanks to God and sing praises to his holy name. When we choose to be truly thankful, we also allow the love of God to penetrate our hearts and not mean-spirited, bitter people. Those kinds of thoughts are born of selfishness and not of thanksgiving. I'll be with you in a second. Thanksgiving has nothing to do with the quality or quantity of our blessings. If we cannot be thankful for small things, how will we ever be thankful for the great things? Of course, every child of God has already been given the greatest possible blessing. If you have repented of your sin and trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been given the gift of everlasting life. Praise the Lord. What else compares to that? Nothing. No wonder David wrote in Psalm 51:12 that he wanted God to restore to him the joy of his salvation. Honestly, if knowing you are saved and will go to heaven when you die, and that Jesus has a mansion waiting there for you, will not put on a smile on your face and lift up in your step, what else could possibly be? We truly need him. Truly. I have given you three songs of David that I really enjoyed, and I'd like to give you a final word. Real faith. Real faith will not produce a fatalistic attitude. We can know we are serving the Lord, and we can be absolutely sure of what the Bible teaches us and how the Holy Spirit is leading us, but still have personal doubts and fears. God put David on the throne of Israel, and God ordained that David would be the ancestor of Jesus. God had protected David so that he was not killed in battle, nor was he deposed from his throne. All this was God working in his life, and David knew it. In his battles, David fought hard and did his best. But he knew God was behind every victory and that the hand of God had delivered him. What a wonderful way to live. This is what God wants for every one of his children. We ought to trust in God and put ourselves in the center of his will for us. We should endeavor to do our best in all circumstances. Then we can be assured that no matter what, he will provide for us and deliver us. David's reaction was to praise God and thank him. He sang his praises to God and made his thanksgiving public. He gave God credit for everything and took no credit for himself for anything. All through this song, David never mentioned what he had done or accomplished. It was simply thanking God. Man alone, of all the creatures God has made, has the capacity to praise the Lord. We can and should lift our eyes beyond our troubles to the eternal blessings God has given us. And we should lift our voices to God in thanksgiving and praise.